Welcome to A Little Grace to Grow podcast today. And as we get ready to go into the new year, I want to give you a different passage. We'll leave our Christmas series behind us now. I want to take you to a passage of Scripture out of Joshua chapter 3, verse 4. And so let me just use the last phrase of this passage. Joshua says, "For ye have not passed this way heretofore." Well, as we go into this new year, that could be said of us as well. None of us has been in 2023, and it'll be new to us, but we can determine to make the best of it or the worst of it. And so let's consider Joshua and the people of Israel as they're getting ready to step into this new land with these new opportunities. So Israel has followed God for 40 years in the wilderness. They're now at the bank of the Jordan River. On the other side of that river is Canaan land. It is a land God has prepared for them, a land of God's promises and a land of great potential. Israel has never been here before. It's going to be a brand new experience for them. It will change their lives forever. They had grown accustomed to the wilderness. They had received manna from heaven and many other graces from God. Crossing the Jordan River would remove them from their comfort zone. If they were ever going to enjoy God's best, they would have to experience crossing over the Jordan River, which symbolically, the Jordan River represents death. So, and there's more to be said there, in the spiritual sense, we'll never truly enjoy the Christian life until we learn to die to self and cross that river. So let me go on. Often God takes us to places that we've never been before for the purpose of growing our faith and improving our lives. Not all of our new experiences are as appealing as some. The fact is, some are heart-wrenching, a loss of a loved one, news of terminal illness, unexpected bills that sink us financially. These things may be an experience that you've never had, but be sure that if God leads you to it, then He will lead you through it. There will be good that will come from it if you'll keep looking to the Lord. Maybe the crossing God has brought to you is a new child in your home, a new job opportunity, or a new ministry that you feel is too big for you. Now you are brought to a place where you've never been before. Be sure you're seeking the Lord and be sure you are serving Him. The best way to know He is leading you is to know you are following. I left a youth pastorate position after 10 years of service in that particular ministry. My wife and I had grown accustomed to a weekly check and routine responsibilities. We had a successful youth ministry with many kids that are now in the ministry. But God was leading me to a place I'd never been before, and that was to start a church. When I finally surrendered, God gave me grace for the burden. I can truly say it's better than I'd ever imagined. We've seen hundreds, maybe even thousands of people come to trust Christ as Savior. God has raised up a church in Lebanon, Indiana. God has been faithful in meeting my family's needs, and He's done, I can say, exceedingly abundantly above all that we would ask or think. I'm thankful the Lord brought us to a place we'd never been before so that we could experience something even better. God has a plan for your life, and as God leads you to these Jordan rivers and leads you to these new chapters in your life, no matter how difficult they are, God has something good through it. God wants to bring glory to Himself through you as you press on forward. You can be sure He'll be with you if you're looking to Him. Well, God bless you, and I hope you have a fantastic 2023. Just the sound of it is amazing. Have a great new year.